Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Now let's go to Spain, because it's reported that the Spanish women's football team manager Jorge Vilda has been sacked in the wake of the Rubiales kiss furore. The former coach led Spain to World Cup victory when his side beat England, you might remember, 1-0 in the final. Yet he faced scrutiny after he applauded the President Luis Rubiales' controversial speech last Friday. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by James Badcock, who's freelance journalist in Madrid. James, you're very welcome to the programme. This is never ending, this story, it seems. So Vilda is gone.
We're waiting for an official statement, but it's been the press have been told that he is going to be sacked, or he has been told that he will no longer be the coach of the women's team. So a World Cup winning coach who's been sacked within 2 weeks. This is pretty unusual, but I think we've probably never seen a World Cup victory unravel quite like this one.
I can't imagine what it's like in Spain. This must completely mar the celebrations and the sense of triumphalism that should be felt by the team and everyone else. But tell me, who actually, because we know Luis Rubiales is suspended, so who actually did the sacking?
Right, so Rubiales, you're right, he's been suspended by FIFA from football, so he cannot work at the moment at the head of the Football Association, even though he is still officially the president of it, but he's suspended. So there's an interim leader. He's taken over the association for the time being. He's put out a statement today. He's the one we understand has decided, taking this decision that was largely expected with Jorge Vilda, because most of the players didn't want him to carry on, and they signed a statement after the whole scandal on the day of the final, saying they wanted the whole management structure to change, and that included Vilda, obviously. But he's also put out a statement today, the interim leader of the association, which seems to be kind of preparing the way for an effort to get rid of Rubiales as well. But it's rather vague. It's an apology. It's a belated apology from the Football Association, saying that what Mr. Rubiales' behaviour was totally unacceptable, and that they want the damage to be remedied, and that they're working with all the investigations to make sure that that happens. So it kind of feels like there's people within the association are manoeuvring to try and basically oust Rubiales, because otherwise it seems he might just be merely suspended, and this could be hanging over Spanish football for weeks and even months.
It's a real mess, isn't it? Because Rubiales was suspended. There were threats of litigation against team members who were protesting until he was sacked or resigned. The coaching, Vilda was hanging on. His coaching staff had all resigned, hadn't they, in protest?
Yep, they resigned in protest. It left Vilda there, but Vilda was very much Rubiales' man. Rubiales had stood by him a year ago. Half the squad mutinied and said they wouldn't play under Vilda. They were unhappy with his methods, they were unhappy with the communication, they were unhappy with his treatment of them. But Rubiales stuck by his man, and basically a lot of these players didn't come back to the squad. So Rubiales was very much seen as someone who would go once Rubiales was disgraced. And then, of course, he didn't help himself by applauding Rubiales' defiant speech when he said he wouldn't resign, and he blamed false feminism for this, what he's describing as basically an artificial scandal.
Okay, well, the Rubiales scandal rumbles on, that's for sure. James Badcock in Madrid, thank you very much indeed.